Today, I will be taking a peek into the experiences of the class of 2024. Everyone's high school experience is different. Today, we will take a peek into the lives of some of our peers and how they've experienced high school. The class of 2024 has had a unique experience with high school. Every year, something has happened. Freshman year, we spent virtually and with no PLTW teacher. Sophomore year, we moved into the new building. And junior year, the shooting happened. All this has created a unique experience that only the class of 2024 has experienced. Furthermore, everyone has their own unique personal experiences throughout their years here at Collegiate. To help better understand these experiences, I've asked a series of questions to the students. Here are the questions and some of their responses. Do you feel connected with the rest of the class of 2024?
I don't know if I would say the entire class of 2024, but a good half of it, yeah.
I mean, for the majority part, yeah.
Currently, yes, I do. But I think that, especially due to the pandemic, early on, the first 2 years, I did not at all.
I think that I definitely feel connected with certain people.
I would say somewhat.
What kind of environment does the class of 2024 create for you?
A fun group of people who, I can just do things with them.
They are very chill people. Some people like to mess around too much, but I'm fine with that. People refuse to make quiet places, and that kind of makes me mad.
Like a found family in a way.
Generally, I think it's one that's pretty warm and comforting.
I think generally it is a safe environment.
What has been your favorite year at Collegiate and why?
Definitely this year, and it's just because I spent all of sophomore year catching up on all that social interaction I missed freshman year. So this year I actually know people.
I would say my freshman year because I did funny video recording things on OBS to make recordings of me show up on camera, and I was really grocery shopping.
I would say this year, because even though we had all the crap that happened, it was that was really what brought us together.
This year, so far at least, because I feel like I've actually started to engage more with other people and really find my place.
I think honestly, I would say junior year.
What do you think the class of 2024's biggest problem is?
A lot of people are trying really hard to do their own thing, and that's great, but sometimes you have to shut up and let someone else do something. You have to let someone be.
Half of them can't procrastinate all the time.
I think that we're a pretty close class, but I think that we can get a little bit cliquey in a way that, I don't know, maybe other classes aren't.
It's not as big of a problem as it used to be, but there are definitely issues with who's friends with who.
How has the environment changed throughout your years here at Collegiate?
I've become friends with more of the CVPA kids, and I've bounced through friend groups.
I'd like to think that they've become more like they realize that there's a lot more going on with us mentally and stuff, but at the same time it feels like they haven't.
I think definitely it's gotten warmer and more comfortable.
I think it's opened up a lot more. I see a lot more vulnerability. I think that's probably just because of the shooting, but yeah.
I feel like it's very fluid. It's been really up and down.
What do you think makes the class of 2024 unique or different from the other classes?
As a whole, we're better at being a coordinated group.
I think that on average, we're better, and we are definitely the least frustrating class that remains.
Probably the fact that even though we didn't get all the same experiences as the other classes, we're as bonded as they are, or even more bonded?
I think we are a bit more we're relaxed in a way that I think younger classmen, they aren't. And we have a connection with each other that I think is quite unique to our class.
I think even though we can be kind of cliquish, we do know how to navigate those big social groups, I guess. So we know everybody, and everybody's pretty kind to each other, I think.
Our superiority complex is better than the rest.
What typical high school stereotypes do you see reflected in the class of 2024?
Everyone is just different iterations of the smart kids. It's kind of funny.
Just the gossiping, really.
Yeah, because this school, you know, it's a magnet school, we have these specific things. There's not many typical stereotypes other than, I guess, nerds and jocks. But they're also, with those stereotypes, you don't see the typical, like, oh, you know, the jocks are bullying the nerds and stuff like that. Because there's usually a big crossover, too. You know, there's lots of nerds who are jocks and things like that.
What do you feel like makes Collegiate Collegiate?
The size of Collegiate, and more specifically, because there are so few people compared to other high schools, so much more like of a community, because everybody kind of knows everybody. So there's like always someone.
Certain uptight people, certain people who like to spite the uptight people, and then certain people who just don't give a
Probably like the house spirits and stuff, like doing house wars and everything.
Our sense of community. Like, we don't have cliques or anything. We just have everyone kind of mingling and engaging with each other.
I think we are really unique in our environment, like, size. You know, like, we are a smaller high school, and I think that we have a lot of connection that I really value.
If you could go back, would you still choose to go to Collegiate?
Oh, absolutely. It was my first choice. As soon as I, like, did a shadow day and like an open house, I immediately knew. I was like, this is where I want to go. This place is great. I wouldn't change a thing.
100%.
Yeah, I would.
I think it was the right choice for me. And I think I would, yeah.
How do you feel like having freshman year virtual impacted your high school experience?
I was behind socially, so I kind of had to make connections a year later than everybody else, which made things a little more difficult because people had already kind of like, oh, there's this group, and it was hard for me to like place myself in one of them.
It was definitely more of a chill transition than it probably should have been. And no one got any work done, so we've been playing catch up since like freshman year.
I didn't get to know as many people at first.
I think it really reduced like the amount of years that we had to like fully engage with our peers. Like, no one really talked that much during freshman year, at least in my experience. So I feel like I missed out on a whole year of like friendships or experiences that I could have had.
I feel like in a way, like, certainly it did isolate us initially, but it did make us more like willing to have those social relationships with different people whenever we did come back to school, just because it was like everything was so new and different, and it's like, oh my gosh, finally, like, I get to see my friends again, and like I get to eat lunch with them and like that kind of thing.
And finally, what is your favorite thing about Collegiate?
The teachers here are generally absolutely wonderful. They're so generally just very understanding. They love teaching the material, and that definitely makes for a great classroom environment.
The other students, barring the extremely annoying ones.
House wars. It's a way to like unify us, not only as grades, but as individual groups, and do what we find fun to make school more fun.
The people. I have some of my best friends here.
I've already mentioned this a couple times, but I do really like the environment. I think it feels, for the most part, very safe and welcoming.
Hearing these different experiences of some of my fellow students was really interesting, and I'm glad I was able to have the opportunity to hear them. Listening to the various perspectives of our junior classes' high school experiences, one thing really stuck out to me. Even though people had varying opinions on some things, most everyone talked about the people in the community here at Collegiate, and more specifically, the bond the class of 2024 shares. Everyone I talked to had something to say about how the people around them helped shape their high school experience. 5 of the 7 students I interviewed said that junior has been their favorite year simply because they felt like it was the year they created the best bonds and felt like they had established relationships with their peers. Even the interactions they didn't have played a role in how they experienced high school. Many people commented on how having freshman year virtual made them feel set back socially and how they had to catch up once they reached sophomore year. The issues most people brought up were even social aspects, such as gossip or social situations. However, even despite these issues, the class of 2024 seems to have a bond that can show through. Students feel like we can come together as a class. I think this really shows how people around you really shape your experience, not only in high school, but in life. It shows you how people impact people, and how the class of 2024 has had impacted the experiences of the class of 2024 itself. Finally, I would like to thank all my interviewees for letting me interview them and answering all my questions. I had a lot and I had to turn them down. I'm sorry I couldn't get all your responses in. Thank you and have a great day.